peppery, fresh, pungent, crunchy.
Oh, wow. Hot. Mmm, fiery.
Does it taste like peppery? Like kind of rocket? And like spicy?
Peppery, it sort of gives you a zing. And I can tell you, watercress soup, it's amazing.
Tastes very, very nice.
Peppery. It's quite strong, isn't it? It's a bit bitter.
So the taste of watercress, I would say it's kind of Marmite. You know, a lot of people love it and some people hate it. I would say more people love it than those that don't. The people that don't like it really are just struggling with the bitters. And that's just something in our DNA. The bitterness is a challenge for some people. But once you get over that bitterness, you then start picking up all the other flavour profiles. And when you first chew watercress, it does, it's grassy, it's quite, you know, it's green. It feels very green. And then as you're chewing, what you're doing is you're activating that chemical, the PEITC, and that's the peppery flavour in it.
I like it.
Peppery sour. Love watercress.
It reminds me a bit of radish.
It's like sensations, crisps, isn't it? When you eat more and more of it, it gets spicier. I like it though. This is quite zesty.
So the taste of watercress is quite peppery. It's obviously brings in a nice sort of tanginess to it, which I think is really sort of good as a, not only as a taste differentiator within when you're actually tasting different foods and dishes, but also it has got characteristics, texture. Because, you know, again, it's not the taste per se. It's also the smell, the texture, which is actually quite important in terms of your entire sensory experience of the food. So you know, in terms of that, I think watercress is very unique.
It's difficult to describe, isn't it? It's sort of peppery.
Now, watercress is nasturtium. So you may think of nasturtium being, you know, those flowers in your garden, you know, the big, big round leaves. That is nasturtium. If you chew those leaves, you do get some peppery flavour as well. So what nasturtium means is twisted nose. So that's Latin. So as you're getting that peppery note, it sort of, it creates that twisted nose. And then eventually that, it's not like chili where you get this like intense burn. It just plateaus out. And as it oxidizes in your mouth, it just calms down. And then after that bit, it's being absorbed into your gums. It's going in, being absorbed down your esophagus, then in your stomach, and it'll be in your blood system quite quickly. And it is just racing around your body, fixing DNA, doing all sorts of amazing things that the scientists have found.
Mm. It's gorgeous.
And it tastes like pepper.
It's like salad, I met.
Reminds me, I don't know why, it takes me back to my childhood. That kind of instant, it's like the earthiness, but then you get that lovely pepperiness sort of coming about.
Yes, lovely. Thank you very much.